Dr. Wayne Dyer said, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. In today's episode, we explore what this means and how to implement it in your life. So stay tuned. Hi, I'm your host, Jamie Lang, and welcome to The Next Level You. Inside this podcast, we dive deep into the inner workings of your mind, how to elevate your life, the necessary subconscious reprogramming to the undeniable laws of success and the tools, techniques, steps, and lessons I have learned in my 25-year journey of inner growth and development. You can expect hard truths and honest conversations about what it takes to uplevel your life and step into the best version of yourself. Join me on this journey in creating your best life. Ready to become that next level you? Let's begin. Welcome to the Next Level You podcast. Thank you for joining me today. My name is Jamie Lang. I am your host for the next little bit, 15 to 20 to 25 minutes. And today's a really exciting topic. Dr. Wayne Dyer said, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Now, it's really profound, I know, I get it, but it wasn't until recently, probably even I would say the last 12 months, that through a traumatic event within our family, that it's really caused me to look at things differently. Now, whilst we can fight with those thoughts in our mind when something happens in our life, if we don't change the way that we look at something, we stay on this repetitive loop and we're only going to see what we're thinking about and the way that we're looking at it. But the truth of the matter is that there's always two sides to a coin. Now, when you're talking about a situation, there are many different perspectives of the same situation. It's not just, you know, a two-sided coin. It could be that there are 10 different ways that you could look at something. But I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself, first of all. Some of you may or may not know who Dr. Wayne Dyer is. Now, if you don't, he was a renowned self-help author and motivational speaker who inspired millions worldwide with his teachings on personal development, spirituality, and self-empowerment. He was a phenomenal leader in the industry, and his philosophy emphasized the importance of self-love, mindfulness, and the belief that as individuals, we have the power to create our own reality. Now, that's just music to my ears, and there's been a lot of his work that I have dived into in my own journey, and also in the passing of relatives. He's got a beautiful book called The Knowing. Well, actually, it's not his book. It was written by his daughters, but it was on his passing. And so if you don't know who Dr. Wayne Dyer is, I highly recommend, doing a bit of research and looking at his work over the span of, I think it was like over 40 years. I could be completely wrong there. So please forgive my ignorance in how long he was actually, doing this work. But his work and teachings are as strong as ever. He passed in 2015, and he is, as I said, a really strong leader in the industry of personal development. Now, this quote in itself is quite profound. It emphasizes that when you look at things differently, they can appear quite different. Now, you might think, a certain situation, let's say, for example, a bank account. When you open up your bank account, and whether it's on your phone or on the computer, or you get your paper statement, and there's not as much money in there as you'd hoped. Now, a closed mind would absolutely say, well, you can't look at it any differently, because it is what it is. The number is what it is. It's not going to change by looking at it in a different light or in a different way or in a different perspective. But I 100% debate that theory, because there is always a different perspective to look at the same situation. Now, this came up for me just recently, where I was having a conversation with a family member regarding a deeply traumatic event that has taken place within our family. And we were talking about moving on. And this person was, you know, saying how they'd hoped that by a certain situation happening, that they were then going to be able to start to heal. And they were holding onto the past, onto the hurt that had happened, and also grieving the loss of the person was real for them. It was a real loss despite the hurt around the situation. Now, during the conversation, I so gently but directly pointed out that perhaps the best was yet to come. Who knows what the future holds? Sure, the future and the current reality isn't how this person had perceived their life to be at this point, but who is to say that the best is yet to come? That perhaps that next phase or chapter was in fact a time of adventure, a time of fun, joy, having a sense of freedom, fulfillment, and independence like never before, rather than focusing on the lack and sadness that they were feeling right now. Now, it can be easy to say something like that, and it is easy to say something like that. Oh, but you know, what about this outcome? Or what about when you look at it this way? But unless you're actually willing to feel those emotions of what it would be like in that different situation, having that different perspective, then nothing's going to change. But if you can absolutely look at the situation in a different light, so go back to Dr. Wayne Dyer's quote, when you change the way that you look at things, then the things that you look at change. So all of our experiences are in fact unique to us individually. So based on our beliefs, our past experiences, values, and thoughts, we interpret situations differently to every other human being. Sure, there may be some similarities, but they're not always identical. So there is this fable of a story of two brothers, the same childhood, where they grew up in an abusive alcoholic home with not much of anything, not much money, not much love, and definitely not much time with their parents. One son became a successful entrepreneur and a loving family man, while the other became a homeless alcoholic. When asked, well, how did you end up like this? The man that was homeless and an alcoholic said, well, how could I end up any different? My father was a drunk who didn't care less about his family. But then when they interviewed the man that was a successful businessman, successful in family as well as in his career, his answer was, well, how could I end up any different? My father was a drunk who didn't care less about his family. Two perspectives of the exact same story. So have a think about a situation that you're in at the moment, or something that's going on in your life. How could you start to perhaps look at it in a different light? Maybe there's another angle that you could look at it in order to change the way that it is appearing in your life. There are many different ways to look at things. Just last week, I was looking at my bank account, and what came to me in that moment when I was looking at the statement was, it's just a number. It's just a number. Now, if I say to you the number 7, what do you think? Now, just because I said about the bank account, you're probably thinking, oh, maybe there's $7, maybe there's $70, maybe there's $700. But take away the bank account for a moment. And if you were just to hear the number 7, what would you think? And it'd probably be not much. You may be asking, well, 7 what exactly? It might be, 7 new customers this week. It might be 7 kilos off the scales or maybe on the scales. It might be 7 biscuits tonight before bed. It might be 7 minutes on the cross trainer or the ski erg, that's my nemesis at the gym. It might be that there were only 7 days left until you saw your loved one after being apart for almost 7 months. It's just a number, the same number, but with many different meanings. The meaning that we give it. So next time, what if when you were looking at your scales or your bank balance or the followers on social media, if that's important to you or and your business, that you looked at the number as just that, a number, no attachment to it. Because nothing has meaning to it except the meaning that we attach to that. So if we go back to the situation with my family member, the meaning that was attached to that loss was that they were alone. Now, what if we, and that then, evoked an emotional response to that thought. But what if we changed that thought as an opportunity for new friendships, for a new house, for new adventures, for a new schedule or daily routine? All of a sudden, that can evoke a different emotional response. So numbers may be an easy example, and I reflect back on the conversation that I had with my family member. But what about someone else when they say something to you and you are triggered by that? That again is just an emotional response to the attachment that you have placed on what that person is saying. So if it's neither negative or positive, it might just be a statement. Whether the statement is negative or positive is the attachment that you have put with that statement. What if we took a look at our own actions and made a decision or chose our thoughts based purely off our end vision, off our goal, not because of the external occurrences? What if we just put our focus on where we want to go and took action towards that, regardless of what was going on around us, regardless of what others were saying to us, regardless of the numbers that perhaps were coming back to us? It can be challenging as we are emotionally tethered to people, to situations, and unfortunately, to blank numbers. Actions, numbers, and thoughts are just that. And when you're able to come to a point of neutrality, you have taken the power back. Then and only then are you in a state of control of the direction that you want to go. So what meaning do you place on things that trigger you? Your bank balance, the numbers on your scales, your sales if you're in business from this month, from last month? Or are you triggered by the meaning that you place on the actions of someone else or what someone else says or doesn't say? Is it a recurring thought that you have that then triggers the emotional response? I was on Facebook, Instagram, a couple of weeks ago now, actually, and I've been ruminating over what this person said, and they were, I can't unfortunately remember, and I didn't take notice of who the account was, so unfortunately I'm not able to give credit to this person, but they were talking about your mind as being like the sky. It's open, it's full, it's beautiful. And then the clouds come and they drift across, maybe a big storm cloud comes, but it's not taking anything away from the sky. It's not taking anything away from the beauty that lies behind those clouds. And they shift and they move and they float away, and the sky is still there. And they were saying that your mind is like the sky, and the thoughts that come into your mind are like the floating clouds. Your mind is still there, but it's the clouds that are just floating through as thoughts. So it's not actually who you are, the thought. It's, and that can evoke that emotional trigger and response in you. But when you change the way that you look at things, the things you look at change. It's just a thought, and thoughts can be changed. So remember next time that nothing has meaning except the meaning that you give it. And if you don't like what you see, change it. I highly encourage you to have a look at whatever you're dealing with in your life or in your business or in your family at the moment, and how can you look at it in a different perspective? Because as Dr. Wayne Dyer so perfectly put it, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. So that's all I've got for you in today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you for joining me. If you resonate with this, or if you know of someone that may enjoy listening to, go ahead and share it. I would greatly appreciate it. Otherwise, come and join me on Instagram at the Jamie Lang, or if you are a female entrepreneur and boss babe, just this week I launched a group on Facebook called She Means Business Collective for female only entrepreneurs. Sorry, fellas, this one is for the women. If you are tired of navigating the world of business alone, come and join us at She Means Business Collective. It's a supportive community dedicated to empowering women on their entrepreneurial journey. I will pop a link in the show notes, and I would love to see you on the inside. Until next time, remember, what you shine a light on cannot stay hidden. Chat soon. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of The Next Level You. If you loved and found value in today's episode, be sure to share it with me so I can continue delivering valuable content and inspire more listeners. And if you haven't connected with me on social media, come and join me on Instagram, where you can find extra doses of inspiration at The Jamie Lang, or visiting my website at jamielang.com. That's spelled J-A-I-M-E-L-A-I-N-G. Your support means the world to me, and I'm so grateful for you all. Until next time, remember to embrace the journey to become the next level you.